All right, we got Carlos Mencia in the studio, man. Thank you so much for coming back, bro. Welcome back to Albuquerque.
Dude, I love coming here. I don't know what it is, bro.
Is it the food? Is it the food? Because the food, everybody says the food.
Well, here's what I love about New Mexico. New Mexico is like one half is green chili, the other half is red chili.
Yeah.
But I love that Burka's kind of in the middle. They're like, hey, you want green?
Yeah, well, you want red. I don't know. What do I feel like tonight?
Like on the edges, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh, they don't go both ways.
Yeah. Sometimes when they do Christmas, that's when you got to be like, oh, that guy's had a bad day, or he's really risky right now. I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, you double up. I mean, say you're used to green chili all the time. I don't know about your stomach, man, but if I switch to red chili, no, I'm out for like 2 days. Yeah.
I can go back and forth. I love them both.
Yeah.
But even like the Mexican, uh-huh. You know, from Mexico, I love the red sauce as much as the tomatillo sauce.
Oh, yeah.
So, to me, the green sauce has a little bit more flavor to it.
Yeah.
In Mexico, it's a little more, you know.
I think it's like kind of tart. I don't know why.
Like,
yeah. You know? The tomatillo, I never liked the tomatillo because it was kind of tart to me. I don't know why.
It is.
It's so like
a lemony.
Yeah. But the red chili, man. Oh. Yeah, you put that on anything, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And there is no place in America where you can get spaghetti with red or green chili.
Oh, I know,
there
right?
There's nowhere in the world.
Dude.
And you could go to play dog. He's just putting in the expelling man. What about green chili pasta? How dare you?
Exactly.
You would never go there. Never
oh, man.
There. But that's the beauty of, like, going around the country and seeing all this stuff.
Yeah.
That I get to, like, see all of these experiments.
That's
and when
awesome.
They work and when they don't, and you know how good it is,
and then
authentic, and how good it is when they change it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And then there's a couple of chefs that came out of Albuquerque and Santa Fe. I forget their names, but there's one in Chicago and one in New York, and they do a green chili sauce, but it's nothing like the way it is here.
Oh.
It's very different, but it tastes amazing.
Oh, really?
It's an introduction into a fusion. It's
oh, okay.
Awesome, dude.
Oh, wow.
Like putting that kind of stuff on the map.
Yeah.
Is those people go over there and they taste these small portions where everything's delicate and it's really good and flavorful. And then they come here and they order it thinking it's the same and they're like,
yeah.
Oh,
what is this? Yeah, it's so funny, man.
It's so different, man.
Yeah,
I love it, though.
That's awesome.
I grew up with that kind of food.
Okay.
So I love it. Right?
Yeah.
I love the dirty food. I love, you know, I don't mind one roach at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Family, like,
they're all over it.
come on, dude. Come
yeah.
One alone where he's like, man, yeah. Where did everybody go?
I know. I'm alone. I'm scared.
He's wearing a gas mask.
Oh, man.
I get that guy. Because
that
says to me, you're working on it.
That's right.
Or this dude just wandered in from next door.
Yeah. He's not from here.
Right? Well, there's three or four, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, they've been here for a while.
I grew up with that.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that, and I love that. But, you know, I also started, you know, making a little bit of money, going outside of the norm, you know, doing some sushi.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, when I first came here, I remember everybody was like, you can't say Albuquerque, it's Burke.
Oh.
And then there was like one guy who was like, it's Burke. I'm like, how Burke. Are you, bro? And there was no sushi.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Now
you can eat sushi on the corner.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a whole different environment.
Definitely, right? Man.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
You know, and then the homos go to Santa Fe, you know?
Yeah. They have to go up, man.
Exactly. You go over there. I'm gonna order.
Yeah, it's like where are we gonna go this weekend, man? It's like, let's go to Uptown. It's pretty upscale, you know.
Right.
Uptown, it's nice,
right.
And you know.
Exactly.
But you know, if you really want to go for like the $30 a plate kind of thing, you go to Santa Fe.
Exactly. You pay a lot more, and the portions are so much smaller.
Yeah.
Right, and you leave there kind of hungry.
Yeah. You still hit up Blake's, you know, or something.
Exactly. Dude, down here, when you eat, bro, you leave there. Man, I'm sleepy. I don't want
to do anything. I'm good.
Your woman is like, hey, what? I don't want to do nothing. I can't move, okay?
Don't ask me anything.
Exactly, man. That's can't even drink water anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, like, those experiences, man, you share on stage, too.
I share everything on stage, man. You know, one of my best friends said, you know what? You bleed on stage, bro. You go up on stage and talk about anything and everything that happens to you.
That's awesome.
And he's like, that's what I love, because you're living all the time. So yeah. You're the one perfect guy. Every time I see you,
yeah,
I tell my friends, oh, man, you got to see him, because he does this joke and this joke, that joke. And I'll tell him like 10 jokes that I want him to see. And you maybe do one. And you do everything new. And they're like, what happened to those jokes? And they're like, well, I don't know. He always changes his stuff. Yeah. I'm always like, I get tired of the same material. I get tired of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
After a week or a month or 3 months. I mean, whatever it is. You know, there are jokes that I'll do for a year or two just because of the audience. But even those change.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden my head starts going, repeat.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same way I am with my show. Like, I got to do something different, because when it starts being a routine, it starts sounding the same. I'm like, no. Okay. I put myself in the listener's seat, and like, I don't want them to experience that. You know, I want to be up there, you know, energy up and everything. Right. Yeah. Making a difference in their day, right. You know?
But it's a struggle. You know that,
because yeah.
the struggle is, okay, for you people that don't know, he's not saying this. I'm saying this. Let's get it straight. Carlos Mencia. So what happens is management gets a consultant to come in, and the consultant come in and says, listen, people like routines. So if you do this at 10 after the hour and this at 30 after the hour, they depend on it. You're going to get those people coming in. But then you're like, okay, but then you feel like you're doing the same thing at 10 after and 30 after. You're doing this.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to win a contest? Call in with your favorite joke. Or yeah. And in 20 minutes, the color yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
You just feel like, oh, my God. So there's part of you, there's part of, you know, the machine that's saying, no, do stuff that's routine.
Yeah.
Give them something that they know. Give them something on the 10s and the 40s so that they get it and they get it. And you're like, okay, I get that.
Uh-huh.
But then all of a sudden you're like, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's draining me out.
Gotta do that, but change it up. So what is it, you know?
Yeah.
That's where you gotta be creative.
Exactly.
That's where you gotta be like, okay, how do I do this? You
yeah.
know what I mean? Is it a 5 o'clock funnies where I do something different? What is that
yeah.
thing? And that's where you got to get creative.
That's right, man.
But if you get bored, they're bored. If you get bored, that means they were bored way ahead of you.
Yeah.
I love it when people come up to me after the show, Matt. Hey, man, how come you didn't do that joke, man? I'm like, what joke? You know the one about the guy in the Santa Claus suit? And yeah. Dude, that was for Christmas. Oh, man, I told everybody, bro. Can you do it for me now? I'm like, oh.
Disappointed.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, did the show, like, was the show horrible? They're like, no, man, all the new stuff was great. I'm going to tell her. And I'm like, don't tell everybody to come back for that stuff.
Yeah.
Please. So that's why I record every show.
That's cool.
Because at the end of the show, I'm like, look, unlike any other artist, I record all my shows. So when you leave the show, you don't have to buy a DVD or something of something that I did a year ago. Or
yeah.
You can get the copy of the show
cool.
that you just saw.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it so much. You listen to it and listen to it. That by the time I come back, you're like, he better not tell any of those jokes. I've been hearing for a year and a half. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So that they come in like fired up for the new stuff.
They're yeah. stuff.
That's yeah. where I lived. I love that, man.
That's awesome.
I love that.
That's awesome. And it does keep your game fresh, man. It keeps you fresh. It keeps you, I mean, your focus.
It keeps you fired up.
Yeah.
And it keeps me, you know what it does? It keeps me alert. Because the great comics, what they do is they're awake every moment. Because they're looking for that little thing, that one little twitch, that one little, you know, schism. That
yeah.
one little thing that you go, oh, that's funny. That's a joke. And when you start relying on the jokes that you tell because they get a reaction, you stop doing that. All of a sudden you're at a restaurant and somebody does or says something that normally you would catch and go, ooh, that's funny, but you don't, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you kind of just dwindle into this, do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're one of those bands that comes into town. And I don't want to diss anybody. I'm not going to say names. But let's just say that they're the bands that come in and you know you're not going to hear a new song. You're literally there to listen to the five or ten songs.
The same playlist. That yeah.
They kick butt hat. Oh, yeah. That's their songs. And yeah. That's all you want to hear. And you're fired up about that.
Yeah.
But you know you're not going to get it. Me, I'm the Prince guy.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to go to Prince concerts, I loved it because, if he played hits,
mm-hmm.
he never got to all of them because he had so many.
Yeah.
But he would say stuff like, "Are you on hits?" And they're like, "Yeah, not today." And he played them, and they were so amazing. It was like,
that's awesome.
He never stops growing.
Yeah.
He never stops writing. You know, I mean that's why the guy's dead.
Yeah.
He literally worked himself to death. Yeah. He worked so hard that he got these pains, and instead of resting and going, you know what, I'm going to rest my back, he's taking pain medication and sleep medication so mm-hmm. that he could go to sleep and not feel the pain and
That's
go to
right.
sleep, and inevitably, boom, those collided, and he didn't wake up, but it's because he worked so hard.
Yeah.
Now, I want to work that hard, but if I have pain, I'm just going to sleep, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. I'm gonna look at it. Here's what I'll do. I'll write jokes about being in that situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll write a set about, man, have you ever been incapacitated? Have you ever felt this kind of pain? Oh, let me tell you what it's like. You exactly. want to get up, and you want to do this, and your kids want to do that, and your wife wants to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Sancho wants to do that. And he's like, are you serious? I can't even do this for my kids. I'm alive, you know?
Yeah.
And then write all that stuff so that becomes something
exactly,
fun.
Exactly, man.
But I love doing it. I yeah. love creating. It never stops.
That's awesome, man. And like, you know, I can only imagine you get drained. You get drained from just like, I don't know, from like being creative, I
being
should say.
Creative drains you.
And it does.
And traveling drains you, and multiple shows drain you. Yeah. So I'll give you an example. I landed here last night at midnight. I had to get up at 7 in the morning, you know, to do some advertising stuff. And so I couldn't go to sleep right away because I'm jet lagged. So I didn't end up going to sleep till about 3-ish.
Oh, man.
So I slept for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I've been up all day. I have to be in Amarillo tomorrow morning at 7.
Wow.
So I'm okay. either going to, after this, drive to Amarillo and get there, you know, at 11, 10-ish or something like that. Or I'm going to try to sleep some, wake up at 2 in the morning, and drive over there.
Oh,
and
man.
The whole day and afternoon, night over there.
Yeah.
And then do a show there on Friday, sleep for about 5 hours, then drive here to do a show on Saturday, sleep for like 3 hours, and then fly home. And I'll be, and on Sunday night, it's a Jewish holiday, so I'm going over to my Jewish friends. And they're having this big dinner.
Awesome.
So I got to make sure, like right now,
yeah.
at this very moment on Wednesday, I'm thinking, man, I need to get my rest.
Exactly.
So that I could be there on Sunday.
Exactly.
I'm already like on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get one great night's sleep
mm-hmm.
from now until Sunday. I'm not going to get my 8 hours on any of those nights.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of stuff that like gets you. And so Sunday night, I might go to sleep at midnight and not wake up till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice, dude. Yeah.
So that's when, like, but then, bro,
recharge.
Here's the problem. Then I have my wife be like, "You're only home for 3 days, and you're only giving me a day and a half because you slept for." I understand, but it's what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, "Oh my God, you don't complain when you're in the Mercedes." You know, oh but you don't God, want to say dude. That. You know, what
that's,
I mean?
That's,
so you're fighting it, man, and it never stops.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, you think that, you know, when you have a girlfriend, you're like, "Listen, I'm going through these girlfriends because I'm getting the right one." And then when you get the right one, you're like, "This is the one." But dude, the tolerance, bro.
The tolerance
just get less and less and less, man. At first, it's like, "I understand. I get it." Dude, 20 years later, bro.
Yeah.
That fuse is, bro. That fuse is so short.
It's a thread.
It's that firecracker. Yeah. That everybody goes, "Who's going to light this?" Yeah. And it's the crazy kid that's like, "Oh, do it." Yeah. You're like, "Bro, you're already missing a finger." Like, that's where it is, man.
It's rough. Oh my God!
You think, bro? You think that it changes?
Yeah, that's so funny, dude.
But you know what? In the music, you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I enjoy today's music. The hard part for me is trying to explain sometimes that song is a sample of this song.
Oh man!
Something.
Don't get me started on
and
that,
you go
dude.
Listen, I'm not saying that the song's not a cool song.
No.
But that's not an original beat.
Yeah. That's
Daniel Beddington's I Gotta Get to This.
Yeah.
And then they'll and I'll play it.
But it's,
I'll go, okay, listen to it.
It's the same, yeah.
I gotta get through this.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And
why
is this
that?
Is just slower. I like this new song. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Gotta go to work. I like it. I dig it. I think it was cool the way they slowed it down, the way they did it. Like it. I'm just saying, I know where it comes from.
Yeah.
It doesn't take anything away from it.
Yeah.
I just don't want you guys to walk around like, man, have you guys seen the new moon? It's the old moon. It's the same moon.
It's the same one.
You just never looked at it when it was in that specific
rotation. The new look at the moon.
Exactly. Because it's the first time you saw it in that specific rotation, and you're like, oh my God, there's a face on the moon. It's always been there.
It's been there before.
Have you seen man on the moon? Come on.
Oh, man, dude. That's so funny.
You don't want to be that old guy. Back in my day, we invented everything.
Sometimes
that's not the case.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, stuff that comes from, that's not sampled, that's actually original, even though you can tell where it comes from. You can go, oh, they
the idea.
Genre, and they took from this genre, and they mixed it together, and they created something. Yeah. Okay, cool. It's still, we all come from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could break down my comedy, and you could go, oh, yeah, you got Richard Pryor, you got George Carlin, you got Paul Mooney, you could see, like, my influences in me as well. There's none of us can be original, because if everybody went deaf for two generations, and all music was lost, we would go back to the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's pretend that all people went deaf for two generations and all music was lost, and then kids were born with ears again.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be doing this music anymore.
That's right.
The music would literally be a guy banging something. Dun, 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 and another guy going, and we would have to start all over again with the same rotation.
Exactly.
The beauty of being a part of this world, a part of this culture, a part of this, earth, is that we can grow from those moments, and even radio would change.
Yeah.
It would go back to the days where people were like, "Hey, everybody, welcome to Albuquerque. 45 degrees outside. Hey, it's here. It's the Hangman hanging out with the Wolfman."
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
Yo soy el Kikiris Miel. It would go back to that whole stuff. So there is a beauty in the evolution of it.
Yes,
I think that. The beauty is to understand it, to grasp it, and to not be jaded by it, to not hate it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't become that hateful,
that
hateful, man, everything is not original.
Stop. Yeah.
There's always artists.
Exactly.
There's always somebody creating something.
Yeah.
There's always somebody doing something interesting and innovative. And also, there are artists that just know how to create hits.
Mm-hmm.
They just know how to do those hits. And there's something beautiful about that, because you can hate hits, but the only reason you hate a hit is because it's in your head and you know it.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's why people hate hits.
That's true.
Oh, man, I hate that song.
Yeah, but then they're singing
it.
Yeah, and then they're singing it in their car.
Yeah,
and then
they're like, I can't believe I know this
song. Yeah, and then they get mad at themselves. It's like, well, stupid.
Right. You know what? It's that thing where they go guilty pleasure.
Oh, that's right.
I don't have guilty pleasure. I have pleasures.
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty about it.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't care. I can sing Shania Twain, or I can... All right, whatever, man. I really can, man. And I have no problem whatsoever being okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no problem you playing something poppy and go, oh, you know this? Yeah, I do know it.
That's awesome.
It's a catchy tune. It might not be the most innovative song ever in the history of the world, but I heard it twice and I know it.
Yeah.
And that there's something cool about that.
Exactly.
And
that's right.
And then there's other jams that just take me somewhere else, take me somewhere... But, most people don't want to hear that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
You got to be in the mood to listen to bagpipe music.
That's right, dude. Yeah, like St. Patrick's Day,
around
that.
You got to be in that mood, whatever that mood is.
Exactly.
And once in a while, dude, I'll jam it in my car.
Yeah.
And I'll realize at that moment, like, dude, you're in a weird mood, bro.
Yeah.
Because nobody just wants to listen to... Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody does.
Exactly, bro. That's awesome, man. Well, you know what? Like, you changed my mind about that, because I was always that guy that said, you know what, man, like, oh, that sucks, like, they took it, from this song, or they sampled from this song. But that's true, though, because we all evolve like that. You know what I mean? Our influences and stuff like that. Like, we, like, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like, I did hate on it because I was like, man, it's not original. It's not original. Like, come on. Come up with your own stuff. Come up with your own stuff. But then, like, hearing what you said, like, yeah, I mean, that's exactly true because from what I learned, that's what I'm using on the air. You know what I mean? And so, exactly. That's not me all the way. I mean, yeah, I have, you know, the way I do things or the way I say things or my laugh or this and that. You know what I mean?
There was somebody that you emulated when you first started doing this.
Yes.
It was somebody that you thought, that's my guy. I love the way that guy or that woman does it. I want to do it like that, but different.
That's right.
And at first, you don't know this, but you were exactly like him.
Yes.
And then you grew out of it. It's like, I think one of the most famous licks in music is the dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
That simple thing has been in so many songs, you know what I mean? Green Day did it in the da-na-na-na-na.
Oh, that's right.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
But that wasn't Green Day. That was actually one of the heavy metal bands. Green Day did it in da-na,
da-na.
Papa Roach did it in
da-na. Last Resort, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So there were a few songs that did the same pretty much lick.
Yeah.
And it was done in different generations with a slightly different version. And when you see that, you kind of go, okay, well, I know that Green Day is a pretty original band. They were very, you know, eclectic and different.
Yeah.
And yet that lick was part of it, because at a certain point, you can only run so far from what you've learned and from what you've heard and what you've seen, because without that, you start at the beginning again. So think about it like this. You are designing computer games. Without the designs of everybody before you, without the 4 graphics, the 8 graphics, the 16-bit graphics, without the Atari 5200, without Pong, without any of that stuff that you think is boring and horrible and sucks, if you didn't have somebody that did that before you, you'd be doing that yourself and you'd be the innovator.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that you're the part in this. In this world, like, think about it through racism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be normal.
Yeah.
And now it's not. Because we've learned from our elders, dude, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my sister is dating a white guy, and I'm glad that they're in love, and I don't want my family to be like, ah, ese güero. Be like, oh my God, that dirty bitch. You
know, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
We're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You learn and grow, and that's the beauty of it.
That's awesome.
And so when you see that, you're able to grow too.
Mm-hmm.
And you also catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you catch yourself going, oh man, that sounds very, oh, that sounds like this. Oh God, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then you actually learn to grow faster because you're looking at what it is.
Yeah. That's or you're improving, advancing, or yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you're advancing more because you're falling back less.
Yeah.
Because you're aware of it.
That's
and
awesome.
Then sometimes you grasp it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just go the route of you know, sampling Werewolf in London and taking Sweet Home Alabama and, you know, and doing the Kid Rock song.
There you go. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, like, there's something to that as well. So, you know, I love music, bro.
Yeah,
I love life.
That's awesome, man.
I love
man.
The celebration of
that's
it.
Great.
That's why people love coming to see me, because every time I'm like this, I keep going. And the people at the casino are like, we got to get him gambling.
Get him to the tables. Get him to the table. Well, thank you so much, Carlos Mencia. You're going to be here this Saturday, Route 66 Casino Hotel. And hey, Albuquerque welcomes you back with open arms. And anytime you want to come back, dude, hey, the studio door's open for you, bro.
Always, brother. You saw I kept retweeting your stuff, so
yeah, thank you.
Thank you, brother. I was like, that was cool, man. I couldn't wait to come in. It was awesome.
I appreciate it, bro.